There was among the Israelites one custom which seemed so strange and so different from our ways that it will be interesting to hear about it. It was their rule regarding any man who by accident killed another man. With us, whenever a man has been killed, the man who killed him, if he can be found, is taken by an officer before the judge, and he is tried. If he killed the man by accident, not wishing to do harm, he is set free. If he meant to kill him, he is punished. He may be sentenced to die for the other man's death, and when he is put to death, it is by the officer of the law. But in the lands of the east, where the Israelites lived, it was very different. There, when a man was killed, his nearest relative always took it upon himself to kill the man who had killed him, and he undertook to kill this man without trial, without a judge, and by his own hand, whether the man deserved to die or did not deserve it. Two men might be working in the forest together, and one man's axe might fly from his hand and kill the other. Or one man hunting might kill another hunter by mistake. No matter whether the man was guilty or innocent, the nearest relative of the one who had lost his life must find the man who had killed him and kill him in return, wherever he was. If he could not find him, sometimes he would kill any member of his family whom he could find. This man was called the Avenger of Blood because he took vengeance for the blood of his relative, whether the one whom he slew deserved to die or not. When Moses gave law to the children of Israel, he found this custom of having an